Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The leaked specifications for the unannounced PlayStation 5 Pro have stirred excitement and speculation among gamers, revealing significant upgrades over the standard PS5 model. The leaked specs, which reportedly surfaced from Sony Interactive Entertainment, Azure TM's developer network, suggests that Sony plans to release the PS5 Pro during the fourth quarter of 2024. One of the headline improvements of the PS5 Pro is its enhanced CPU, featuring a high CPU frequency mode that boosts the clock speed to 3.85 GHz, marking a 10% increase over the standard PS5. Additionally, the GPU of the PS5 Pro is expected to deliver faster rendering and higher quality ray tracing, boasting an impressive 33.5 teraflops compared to the standard PS5's 10.28 teraflops. This upgrade could result in a significant performance boost, with estimations suggesting around 16 to 17 teraflops for the PS5 Pro. Notably, the PS5 Pro is rumored to feature an upscaling and anti-aliasing solution called PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling, PSSR, along with a custom machine learning architecture and an AI accelerator, indicating Sony's emphasis on leveraging advanced technologies for enhanced gaming experiences. In terms of hardware, the PS5 Pro is said to come with a detachable disk drive and offer 1 TB of storage space, providing users with flexibility and ample storage capacity for their gaming needs. Analysts have suggested that Sony's decision to release the PS5 Pro is aimed at generating renewed interest in the PS5 console lineup ahead of the highly anticipated release of Grand Theft Auto 6 in 2025. This strategy mirrors Sony's past approach with the PS4 Pro, which launched several years after the initial release of the PS4 to provide an upgraded gaming experience. Despite the anticipation surrounding the PS5 Pro and the success of the PS5 console, Sony has revised its sales forecast for the current financial year, citing a lower target of 21 million consoles sold compared to the initial target of 25 million. Additionally, Sony's decision not to release major existing PlayStation franchise games before April 2025 was coupled with the announcement of significant layoffs affecting over 900 staff. The reported pause in PlayStation VR 2 production by Sony comes amid concerns over slow sales and a backlog of unsold units. Since its launch in February 2023, sales of the virtual reality headset have reportedly slowed progressively, leading to an accumulation of stock. Despite Sony producing well over 2 million PSVR 2 units, the headset's relative success has been called into question, especially considering the lack of first-party support from Sony's studios. Earlier this year, Sony announced upcoming games for the PSVR 2, none of which were from its first-party studios, raising doubts about the company's commitment to the platform. Additionally, the closure of Sony's VR-focused London studio as part of a wave of layoffs further fueled concerns about the future of PSVR 2. 6 weeks after its launch, PSVR 2 had sold nearly 600,000 units, with analysts estimating sales of just over 1 million units in its first year. However, the headset reportedly performed poorly during the 2023 holiday season, with Meta's Quest 2 and 3 outselling the PSVR 2 significantly according to Amazon sales data tracked by Rode2VR. To address the challenges facing PSVR 2, Sony is reportedly testing compatibility with PC, which would enable PSVR 2 players to access more VR games via PC. While this move expands the gaming library for PSVR 2 users, it does not address the lack of first-party support from Sony itself, leaving the future of the platform uncertain. The Apex Legends Global Series tournament was disrupted when several professional players were hacked mid-match, raising concerns about the security of EA games. Noyan Genberton Oskos experienced an unexpected ability to see through walls, while Philip Imperial Hal Dosen was given an aimbot, both incidents occurring during the North American finals of the tournament. Video footage captured the moment when players' accounts were compromised, with chat messages indicating the intrusion by hackers. As a result, the Apex Legends Esports organization decided to postpone the tournament, citing compromised competitive integrity. According to the Anti-Cheat Police Department, hackers exploited a remote code execution, RCE, vulnerability to gain control over EA games protected by Easy Anti-Cheat. This exploit allows hackers to inject cheats into players' machines, posing a serious security risk. In response to the incident, the Anti-Cheat Police Department advised players to avoid playing EA titles or games protected by EAC until the issue is addressed. They warned of the potential for hackers to install ransomware or other malicious software on players' PCs. Furthermore, the Anti-Cheat Police Department recommended that affected professional players take immediate steps to safeguard their personal information in light of the security breach. With GDC 2024 underway, Irdato, the developers behind the anti-piracy software Denuvo, have introduced a new tool called Tracemark for games. This tool enables game developers to embed a unique identifier into game files, allowing them to trace leaks back to the original source. The purpose of this watermark technology is to deter leakers from sharing sensitive information, as developers can track down the origin of leaked content. Tracemark offers both visible and invisible watermarking options, with the invisible watermark being particularly intriguing as it can be hidden within game files without the leaker's knowledge. This provides an additional layer of security, especially during critical pre-release phases, such as beta testing or distributing review copies to influencers and the press. Furthermore, Irdato mentioned that Tracemark can be combined with Denuvo's anti-tamper product, providing studios with enhanced control over content distribution prior to its official release date. Niels Haverkorn, Irdato's senior vice president of new markets, emphasized the significance of Tracemark for gaming in setting a new standard for anti-piracy measures in the gaming industry. He highlighted the importance of safeguarding the creative and financial investments of game developers worldwide, expressing excitement about the positive impact Tracemark could have on the industry. The controversy surrounding the release of the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection has deepened as a veteran modder of the game, I Am a Shaman, has provided further evidence suggesting that the release utilized their mod, despite assurances from developer Asper that it did not. The Classic Collection's debut trailer raised concerns within the Battlefront community, hinting at the inclusion of a mod that had previously brought exclusive Xbox DLC content to the PC version of Battlefront 2, originally developed by Pandemic Studios in 2005. This DLC introduced two new heroes, Kit Fisto and Asajj Ventress, along with four maps. Notably, these characters had unique animations and moves not found in other characters. In 2021, I Am a Shaman developed a mod that replicated this DLC for the PC version by reskinning existing characters to resemble Kit Fisto and Asajj Ventress. However, Asajj's signature feature, her twin red lightsabers linked by a fiber cord, was not accurately represented in the mod. Instead, she wielded two separate lightsabers, similar to another character, Ayla Secura, from the original game. Despite Aspyr's assurances that the Classic Collection did not contain any content from uncredited sources, I Am a Shaman's findings suggest otherwise. The modder indicated that evidence pointed to the presence of their mod, or portions of it, in the game upon release, with subsequent updates removing them. The revelation has sparked criticism of Aspyr and has contributed to the game's negative reception on platforms like Steam. I Am a Shaman described the situation as a terrible gut punch, highlighting the disappointment felt by both the modding community and Battlefront fans. It's disappointing to hear that spoilers for Capcom's highly anticipated role-playing game Dragon's Dogma 2 have leaked online ahead of its March 22, 2024 release date. Unfortunately, this has become a common occurrence for major game releases, as players have seemingly obtained physical copies ahead of schedule and shared gameplay content through various online platforms. Capcom has taken steps to address the issue by issuing takedown notices for some of the leaked content, but due to the nature of the internet, it's challenging to contain the spread entirely. As a result, players who are eagerly awaiting the game may want to exercise caution and avoid online discussions or social media channels where spoilers could be shared. Dragon's Dogma 2 promises an exciting adventure set in a parallel universe that mirrors the world of the original game. Players will have the opportunity to explore the human kingdom of Vermund and the Beastrin kingdom of Battle, facing off against formidable foes like the big evil dragon. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.